I am the symbol of really manifestation of God for Hindus. Hindus, they believe Brahma, creator of the heaven and earth, he was born in a lotus flower. Their famous prayer, Om Mani Padme Om, Om jewel in the lotus. This is a prayer of the Buddhist of Tibet, that they believe lotus is the symbol of manifestation of God, because lotus grows in polluted atmosphere, polluted water, dirty water, but stays pure and beautiful above the mud, above the dirt. It doesn't become dirty by its atmosphere. So this is the reason that always they show the statue of the Buddha. Zoroastrian, they show pictures of Mitra dancing on a lotus flower. Buddha is always sitting on a throne of a lotus. And God and goddesses of Hinduism, they have a lotus in their hand as a symbol of spirituality, purity, perfection. And I thought that Hindus, they believe they have always dreamed of a temple that is in the shape of lotus. And they have, the same thing has been for the Buddhists. The same thing has been, Professor Jung has studied lots of symbolism of the churches, and he comes to the point that the churches, they based on mother symbol of all the religions, which is mandala, and the lotus is known as the most beautiful mandala. The same thing is in Islam. The tomb of Taj Mahal, that is a mausoleum, it's really part of the lotus. So then I thought that if I choose this as a symbol for the building, it will probably look familiar, like you have had a dream of a building all of your life in that shape, and now you see it in real life. Of course, then the creation of such a design, this building is now considered one of the most complicated shell structures of the world, the largest shell structure of the world. It has so it's modern, it's based on latest really concrete technology, but it has been built with the most traditional and by the most ordinary laborers, Indian laborers, because I wanted to use everything local as much as I can. Other than some materials of the building, that, like white cement, that was not available at the time in India, and white marble. Other than that, everything is really Indian. All of the technology, all of the workers were Indian, and it was built in that way. It took about 6 years. We built the building, and the total design and then the earthwork and other, together with the building complete, from beginning of the design to end of completion, it was 10 years. In that 10 years, I moved to India, I lived there, I lived with those labors and work, and in Baha'i faith, there is a teaching that it's very important. It says that there is a jewel in every human being, not only human being, in every creature. Every creature, there is a jewel in that creature, whether animal, human, nature, plants, everything. There is some special gift in that person. And it is our duty. It is the duty of artists. It is the duty of a good person to find. shine that jewel in other people and show it to them. Let them grow to their perfection. Let them grow to see what is the potential that they are worthy. And this is what I followed, and I believe that I found that this jewel in India is this lotus in Indian subcontinent. It is this lotus. Everybody had seen it. It's at the back of every truck in India, by the way. I mean, daily you go, everywhere you go, it's sign of the, on the flag of the governing party of India right now, that is known as Bharata Janata Party. The symbol of this party is lotus flower. It's everywhere. But nobody had looked at it as in a building like this. Now that it is built, it has really, and when it's finished, it attracted so many people. Dalai Lama himself requested, and he came for several prayer events as he came to temple, and paid such a wonderful respect. The representative of Vatican visited the temple. The leaders of the Jain sect of the Hinduism, the Hindu and the leaders of Hindu, leaders of Sikh religion, several millions of Muslims have visited this building, and this is now the only place in India where you can sit and listen to the holy writings of Hinduism, holy writings of Zoroastrianism, the holy writings of Christianity, and the holy writings of the Muslims, Quran, Bible. There is no lecture allowed in the Baha'i Temple, and there is no priest in the Baha'i Temple. It's between man and God.
Such a beautiful, wonderful story. What an inspiration. It's such a blessing to humanity to have achievers like yourself to transcend us into higher levels of spirituality, unity. It's just a wonderful thing that you were able to produce in your profession of architecture. We really appreciate you joining us and spending your time and explaining the Lotus Temple of New Delhi. It's just a real privilege and an honor. And so we thank you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again on other parts of your accomplishments. So just lots of blessings to you, lots of love to you. We wish you a great week and weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. You are so kind, and my best wishes for all of your listeners.
Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're back. That was the special words of Mr. Sapa, the world-renowned architect of the world, built the Lotus Temple. And so we have a special song that we have for him, and it's from Glass Beams, and the name of the song is called Mahal. So we're going to play that song for you, for Mr. Sapa, in dedication of his wonderful work. Thank you for joining us. Here it is. right, we're back. That was a special song dedicated to Mr. Sapa. And that was from a band called Glass Beams. And they're actually from Melbourne. Or they're from Melbourne. They're staying in Melbourne, Australia. Wow. But they got East Indian background. So beautiful. Very beautiful music they had. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, and he'll be on next. And we're going to play his song from Charlie Feathers and Bottle to the Baby, Old Time Blues. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. That was Charlie Feathers, Bottle to the Baby, big hit from 1956.
Wow.
And we have on our line with us Shkwait Shakhlach. He's the one that picked this on. Sure brought me back to the years growing up in Nicola Valley, and that was the only radio we had, and it only played that stuff. And that was the new stuff. Yeah, welcome, Shkwait. Yeah, for people out there that don't know my brother, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's a big inspiration, a big hero to me, and many people all over the world that know his story. And yeah, we have a subject today, and it's on art, and we'd love to hear your words on art.
Art. You know, almost everything we Homo sapiens do is art. You know, whether we're participating, or even just observing it. You know, reading style is an art. Almost everything's an art form, and it's. Kind, you know, art kind of a reflection
of society and the culture, eh? It's either progressing or digressing.
Mm.
And, you know, kind of the way society's going now, I think it's kind of in regression.
Mm.
Because art, you know, helps us learn and all that. And, you know, I've been watching all these YouTube videos and people getting interviewed and all that. You know, they don't know how to do math. They can't read, you know. So, you know, I figure they're not really... we're not really progressing as a society, letting our people go that bad. So, you know, art can be positive or negative, and I think we're kind of in a negative wave right now.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm hoping we'll turn around and progress, because, you know, that's the... We just can't keep going downhill.
Mm,
we gotta start climbing back to the top again.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can see it. It's kind of like almost a thermometer. You know,
yeah.
When we look at artwork, it's a thermometer of humanity, in which way we're going, either negative or positive. And yeah, it's very insightful. And we gotta start to strive in building up our art, and it comes into all of our culture. All our culture, traditions, and heritage. And we can go back to the cave people, because they were doing artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still see it today. So, yeah, very insightful. Yeah. We really appreciate you joining us and bringing some of your insights and wisdom. And it's always special.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, thank you guys for... having me on and listening to what I say.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we just wish you well in your recovery from, you know, all your ailments and everything, and continue to inspire us for all our music and all your words of wisdom.
Okay. Yeah. Enjoyment for me.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to wish you a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you, and we'll be talking to you again very soon.
Yes.
Okay, you guys have a good rest of the day, too.
Yes, thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And always just a blessing to have him on our program and share. So we're going to continue on with the show very soon. And I would just like to hear a little bit from Lady Faima before we get started on our next song. Just about art, what do you have?
About art, you know, it's such a privilege that I am associating with the whole team at the radio station, mm-hmm. Free Voices. And the art, the name of the art, automatically it brings in my head Anna Marcus, world achiever, you know, Irish dancer, a student of university. And she has done marvelous, remarkable, you know, impact for the humanity. This is one art. Omid Jalili, who is the comedian, actor, British actor and comedian. Omid, O-M-I-D, D-J-A-L-I-L-I. Please view his program. Is just give you a lot of laughs and joy and
on
the
YouTube,
hope,
right?
On the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
Omid.
And this is also is one, but this part is also the art. And Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer, of United Nations that he generously and kindly accepted for the next interview will take a place very soon, within a few days, to have him. This is another art of the brain, that they are shaking up the earth, really. He's on the air, either on the island, on the earth, and many countries, and so on. And also at the end, you know, Mr. Sahba, remarkable soul, very humble, and generously he accepted for this interview, and we got the, and he promised us to continue his program for the, especially for the student of Simon Fraser University.
Beautiful.
And this is the gift on the Nowruz, Happy Persian New Year to everyone. And all the blessing and the love to each one of you and the universe. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to dedicate this next song also for yourself and also for my niece, Gemden. She's in the BC Children's Hospital right now. She's on a ventilator and just fighting through for her life. And we just want to send out a lot of well wishes and prayers to her. Mm-hmm. And we know she likes our doom metal music. And so we're going to dedicate this song to her, Castle Rack, and their song called Fresh Fur. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Woo!
All right. Wow. Yeah, that was Castle Rat and their song called Fresh Fur. And yeah, so we have a little bit of time. We'd love to hear from you, Celia.
Yes. Very quickly. After hearing everybody too, I've changed my direction here, as I think it's like art is a conduit. It's access to the totality of our humanity, mm-hmm. and then our experience that we can express or receive. Mm-hmm. And some people build it into their overall life purpose, like Mr. Saba,
yes.
or use it to fight, to heal, like Wegadesk, you know, with the addictions.
Yes.
Or and it's like a superpower. So like Squelch was saying, that it can also be used in a way that doesn't uplift humanity, and it can be a downhill piece.
Yeah, yes. It's a good showpiece of where we're at.
Yeah.
So we thank everybody for joining us here at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and come back again next Thursday, 3:00 to 4:00. And we're going to end off with some Hans Zimmer, Interstellar.
Woo.
Thank you all for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.